Welcome to episode 922 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The book of Acts, authored by Luke, provides a unique perspective on the early church and offers several distinct revelations of Jesus that differ from or expand upon the portrayals found in the Gospels.
Today's top 10 list.
10 revelations that highlight Jesus' ongoing work and presence after his resurrection.
Number 1.
Jesus as the ascended Lord. Acts 1 verses 9 to 11 describes Jesus' ascension into heaven in the presence of his disciples. This event uniquely portrays Jesus as the Lord who has been exalted to the right hand of God, from where he continues to lead and guide his church. The ascension highlights Jesus' divine authority and cosmic lordship. It marks the transition of his earthly ministry to his high priestly role in heaven, where he intercedes for believers, emphasizing the ongoing, dynamic presence of Jesus in the spiritual life of the church. This event also facilitates the descent of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, empowering the disciples for global mission and underscoring the transfer of Jesus' earthly mission to his followers. The ascension affirms the value of human nature by elevating the resurrected human body of Jesus to the divine realm, setting the stage for his second coming, and reinforcing the hope of eternal life and bodily resurrection for believers. It encapsulates the theological and eschatological dimensions of Christian faith, where Jesus' lordship extends over all creation and promises his eventual return.
Number 2.
Jesus as the giver of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, before his ascension, promises the disciples that they will receive the Holy Spirit. This highlights his role as the mediator, who sends the Spirit to empower and guide the believers. Jesus' provision of the Holy Spirit to his followers is crucial for several reasons. It ensures the continuation of his presence and ministry on earth through believers, empowering them to fulfill the great commission of preaching the gospel and making disciples of all nations. The Holy Spirit acts as a comforter, guide, and teacher, providing wisdom, understanding, and spiritual gifts necessary for building up the church and living out a godly life. Additionally, the Holy Spirit convicts individuals of sin, helps them to grasp the depth of God's love, and assures them of their salvation, sealing them as God's children. This divine empowerment enables believers to overcome challenges, witness effectively, and foster unity within the body of Christ, thus perpetuating Christ's mission and expanding the kingdom of God until his return.
Number 3.
Jesus as the fulfiller of prophecy. Throughout Acts, Jesus is shown as fulfilling Old Testament prophecies, such as in Peter's sermon at Pentecost, where he explains Jesus' life, death, and resurrection as the fulfillment of the Scriptures. Acts 13 verses 32 to 33 discuss how God's promise to the fathers has been fulfilled by the resurrection of Jesus, emphasizing him as the key to understanding God's plan for humanity.
Number 4.
Jesus as the healer through his disciples. In Acts 3, Peter and John go to the temple to pray. There they encounter a man who has been lame from birth. He asks for charity from the two disciples. Peter responds, "I have no silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." Peter then takes the man by the hand and helps him to his feet. Within moments, the once crippled man is walking and leaping and praising God. This miracle, along with others, reveals Jesus' power continuing to work in the world through his followers.
Number 5.
Jesus as the judge of the earth. In Acts chapter 5 verses 30 to 31, Peter presents Jesus as the one God has exalted to his right hand as leader and savior, to grant repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins, emphasizing his role in judgment and salvation. Acts 10 verses 39 to 43 presents Jesus as the one ordained by God as the judge of the living and the dead, and the apostles as witnesses of all his deeds on earth, emphasizing his divine authority and their role in spreading his message.
Number 6.
Jesus as the cornerstone. In Acts 4 verse 11, Peter quotes from the Psalms to show that Jesus is the cornerstone rejected by the builders, which has become the cornerstone of salvation. This metaphor underscores that any other foundation is inadequate for salvation and spiritual building. Moreover, it conveys that Jesus' teachings, life, death, and resurrection are the basis upon which the church is built and must align. His role as the cornerstone also implies that rejection of him leads to spiritual ruin, whereas acceptance and alignment with him lead to strength, stability, and growth in faith. This concept not only affirms the supremacy and authority of Christ, but also calls for believers to align their lives with his teachings and example, ensuring that he is central in all aspects of their faith and communal life.
Number 7.
Jesus is the commander of heavenly hosts. In Matthew 26, verse 53, Jesus says to Peter, who had just cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, "Do you think that I cannot appeal to my Father, and he will at once send me more than 12 legions of angels?" This statement underscores Jesus' divine authority and the voluntary nature of his sacrifice, indicating that he chose to undergo suffering and death for the sake of humanity, rather than using his power to escape it. This verse highlights his submission to God's will and the depth of his commitment to provide salvation for sinners, despite having the power to avoid suffering. However, in Acts, Jesus dispatches heavenly beings, on multiple occasions, on behalf of his apostles or the welfare of the church.
Number 8.
Jesus is a direct communicator in visions. Saul of Tarsus, a fervent Pharisee known for his zealous persecution of early Christians, journeyed to Damascus with the intent to arrest any followers of the way he found there. Empowered by letters from the high priest authorizing his mission, Saul's heart was set on extinguishing this nascent sect that proclaimed Jesus of Nazareth as the Messiah. As he neared Damascus, a dramatic and sudden transformation occurred. Around noon, a blinding light from heaven suddenly flashed around him. Saul fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" Dazed and disoriented, Saul responded, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice identified itself, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood speechless, hearing the voice but seeing no one. Saul rose from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he found himself blind. His companions led him by the hand into Damascus, where he remained blind for 3 days, neither eating nor drinking. In Damascus, a disciple named Ananias received a vision from the Lord instructing him to visit Saul. Despite his reservations about Saul's reputation, Ananias obeyed. He found Saul, laid hands on him, and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up, was baptized, and regained his strength. Transformed, Saul began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God, astonishing all who heard him and laying the foundations for his future role as Paul, the apostle to the Gentiles. Jesus appears in vision to Peter to show him that the gospel is for all peoples, to Paul in the temple, instructing him to leave Jerusalem, and again to Paul on the apostle's perilous journey to Rome, encouraging him during a severe storm at sea. Jesus actively engages from heaven to call and commission his followers.
Number 9.
Jesus is the source of salvation for all nations. Acts 10 verses 34 to 36 portrays the revelation to Peter that salvation through Jesus is not just for the Jews but for all nations, emphasizing the universal scope of his lordship and grace.
Number 10.
Jesus as the builder of the church. Acts 9 verse 31 describes the church growing in numbers and living in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit under Jesus' guidance, illustrating his ongoing role in building and nurturing his church. These revelations present a powerful image of Jesus as not only a historical figure, but as an active and divine presence in the life of the early church, directing its expansion, empowering its members, and fulfilling God's promises through them. Father, thank you for revealing your Son Jesus as our ascended Lord and giver of the Holy Spirit. We are grateful for the authority and peace that come from his exalted position at your right hand. Help us to live empowered by the Holy Spirit, embracing the comfort, guidance, and wisdom he provides. May we rely on Jesus, our cornerstone, building our lives on his teachings and love. As we navigate our daily challenges, remind us of the hope and eternal life promised through Jesus' ascension and impending return. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the fullest today.